What restrictions of mourning still apply in a year that Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, and the day of Yud, the day after Tisha B'Av, is Erev Shabbos? So normally it's known, it's the custom of the Jewish people, to continue the various customs followed during the 9 days until after midday of the 10th day of Menachem Av, which is the day after Tisha B'Av. So we continue not eating meat, not drinking wine, not showering regularly for pleasure, not doing laundry, not listening to music, not getting a haircut, etc., etc., until at least midday, and some even follow throughout the entire 10th day until the night of the 11th. And the question is asked, does anything change in a year that Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, in which case Yud, Matzei Tisha B'Av, is Erev Shabbos? May one be lenient in any of the above regulations, or, just like on a regular year, should one only be allowed to begin doing these things, eating meat, drinking wine, getting a haircut, doing laundry, showering for pleasure, only after Chatzos of Friday day? So before we begin to tackle this specific question, let's first give a little bit of a background of this custom, or halacha, of avoiding certain things until midday of the 10th, even though Tisha B'Av is already over. So it all begins with a Gemara in Maseches Taanis 29a, which states that although we keep Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Menachem Av, in truth the Heichel, the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, was set afire, was set aflame on the 9th towards the evening, and it continued burning until the end of the 10th, till Shkia of Yud Menachem Av. And therefore there's opinions in the Talmud which state that if it was up to me, I would have set the date of Tisha B'Av not on the 9th, but on the 10th, because that's when it mainly burnt. Now, although we follow the approach, and so was done by all Klal Yisrael, that we follow the day of the beginning of the destruction, which was on the 9th, nonetheless, it is undebatable that the tragedy continued also on the 10th. Due to this, the Rishonim, beginning with the Abu Daram, in name of the Rosh, the Agos Maimonis, the Tur, and later on in Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, chapter 5, 5, 8, Halacha 1, record that it is a good custom to avoid eating meat, and the Mechaber adds, based on the Gos Maimonis, and drinking wine, on the night of Matzei Tisha B'Av, as well as throughout the 10th, which implies throughout the entire day of the 10th until Seisek Echavim of the 11th, although the Ramah then writes, however, there are some that are only careful in this up until midday, up until Chatzos. Practically, as we know, this good custom written in the Paiskim is now an obligation of all Jewry, that we all avoid eating meat and drinking wine. And furthermore, we are also accustomed to avoid all the other restrictions that are followed during the 9 days until at least midday, as writes the Ramah. Now that we have that background information, let us tackle our specific question regarding what happens when Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday. Are there any leniencies against the accepted practice to permit doing some of the restrictions even prior to midday of Friday? So we have an explicit Magen Avraham in chapter 5, 5, 8, Halacha 1, who brings down that we also prohibit other restrictions and not just meat and wine. And he says, such as, for example, we don't launder clothing, we don't get haircuts, we don't bathe the body. And then the Magen Avraham concludes, however, when Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, meaning when the next day is Erev Shabbos, Yud is Erev Shabbos, then it's obvious that everything is permitted in honor of Shabbos. Those are his words. This ruling of the Magen Avraham is not contested by any of the Poskim and is recorded the Halach in El Yeraba, the Shelas Yavit, the Rechachayim, the Prima Godin, the Shai Tshuva, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the Rech HaShulchan, the Ishel Avraham Abutshat, Shmar, the Kol Chai, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf HaChayim, and so is the Halach. The Halach is that there is a leniency in such a situation regarding these restrictions that everything's permitted L'Kavet Shabbos. However, the question is how to understand this ruling of the Magen Avraham. What is it coming to allow? It's coming certainly to allow something, but what? Is it saying that everything's permitted? No restrictions. As soon as Tisha B'Av is over, you can do whatever you want. Listen to music, have a la esh, have a barbecue, do laundry, take a bath, go in the jacuzzi. Or is he saying, whatever you need to do specifically in honor of Shabbos, that's allowed, even before midday. But anything that's not done in honor of Shabbos, such as you sitting in a jacuzzi eating a hamburger on Matzei Tisha B'Av, then certainly he never intended to allow such a thing. This is the unclarity that we need to clarify. Furthermore, Even if something is needed to cover Shabbos, I need to wash my Shabbos shirt. I would like to get a haircut. Do we say that it's only allowed from the morning of Friday, the morning of Yud? Or even on the night, on Lil Yud, on the night of Matzei Tisha B'Av, which is Thursday night? This is another unclarity in the Magen Avraham. So the following is what is written in the Paiskim regarding this matter. Some Paiskim will record the ruling of the Magen Avraham explicitly write that it starts from Shachris. It starts from the morning of Friday and not the night before. So it was implied from the El Yazuta regarding eating meat, and so explicitly writes the Shari Tshuva, the Kids Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and so rule Halacha a number of Paiske Dereinu. Other Paiskim, however, say that anything that's needed to cover Shabbos, you can already do from the night before. So is the possible understanding of the Yavetz in the Siddur, and so rule a number of Paiske Dereinu, does Nidbru, Evin Yisrael, Lodis Nasim, Shul Shabbos Kilchasa, and others. Practically regarding this debate, one should follow the arbitration of the Nitei Gavriya, the Ber Moshe, and others. The Lichatchila, you should avoid doing anything of the restrictions until Friday morning after Aleis HaShachar. However, in a time of need, if you're not going to have enough time, you're not able to do it on Friday, you need to do it beforehand, then you could be leaning to do it from the night before. Now that we've tackled the aspect of from what time does the allowance to be lenient in the restrictions of the Kavod Shabbos begin from, let us now tackle what is being allowed to be done. Only things of the Kavod Shabbos or anything you want. In other words, perhaps we say that once it's become allowed, then everything's allowed, starting at least from the morning of Friday. So the Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings down this halacha, explicitly writes that it is forbidden to eat meat, unlike those who are mistaken in this and think that we allow everything and it's only matters of Kavod Shabbos that are permitted. Why should we permit everything when the Heichal is burning? Things that are needed to cover Shabbos, there's a logic and an understanding why to permit that. But to permit everything, he says, is a big mistake. And so conclude a number of Peskei Dereinu, Shmir Shabbos, Kulchosnei, Rosham, Zoman, Orbach, Daz Nidberu, Peskei Tshuvas, Nidde Gavriel, that one has to limit his allowance and leniencies to only things needed to cover Shabbos. And therefore, some say you should only wash those clothing needed for Shabbos. You shouldn't even add any other weekday clothing. Others say that to add is okay, but to initially do just weekday clothing, you shouldn't do. From all the above, it is clear that certainly regarding eating meat and drinking wine and listening to music and other customs of the like that are followed during the 9 days that have nothing to do with Kvayt Shabbos should be kept and abided by until midday of Erev Shabbos. And only those things that contain a need for Kvayt Shabbos, such as taking a bath for Shabbos, getting a haircut for Shabbos, laundering your Shabbos clothing, can be done starting from the morning of Friday. And if needed, then you can even do it from the night before.